A staggering 96% of cases involving the denial of access to public spaces to scheduled castes in India come from a single state, Uttar Pradesh, highlighting a severe geographic concentration of the problem. This troubling statistic is based on a renewed analysis of the National Crime Records Bureau's Crime in India 2023 report, which recorded 180 such cases nationally, with 173 of them originating from Uttar Pradesh. At first glance, denial of access to a well, temple, barber shop, cremation ground, or village path may appear like a localized social dispute, but constitutionally and legally, it is far more serious, representing a denial of citizenship itself. According to the Census 2011, scheduled castes constitute approximately 16.6% of India's population, roughly 201 million people, and for this substantial segment of the national population, the daily reality of exclusion from common spaces represents an ongoing breach of fundamental rights that the Constitution was specifically designed to prevent. The word untouchability has been abolished under Article 17 of the Constitution of India since 1950, yet the practices that untouchability represents, such as exclusion from water sources, temples, roads, and food establishments, continue in rural and semi-rural India with varying degrees of social enforcement and impunity. The NCRB data shows a stark geographic concentration, with Uttar Pradesh accounting for approximately 96% of the national cases of denial of access to public spaces to scheduled castes. This is not an anomaly. Trend analysis across the NCRB series shows a consistent and worsening pattern of geographic concentration, with Uttar Pradesh's share rising from approximately 68% in 2018 to nearly 80% in 2019 and crossing 98% of national cases in 2022. Several interpretations are possible, including better reporting and awareness of legal remedies in Uttar Pradesh, which may have led to more FIR registrations than in other states, or it may reflect genuine concentration of caste-based spatial exclusion in one of India's most populous states, where hierarchical caste structures remain deeply embedded in village governance. The data does not reflect an undercount in many other states, where victims face greater barriers to registering complaints, awareness of the law is lower, and police responsiveness is weaker. The Constitution of India contains multiple explicit provisions that collectively make caste-based exclusion from public spaces unconstitutional. Article 14 guarantees equality before the law and equal protection of laws to all persons, a guarantee that caste-based access restrictions directly violate. Article 15, too, is the most specific, prohibiting any citizen from being denied access on grounds only of religion, race, caste, sex, or place of birth to shops, public restaurants, hotels, places of public entertainment, and to the use of wells, tanks, bathing ghats, roads, and places of public resort maintained wholly or partly out of state funds or dedicated to the use of the general public. Article 17 goes further, abolishing untouchability and forbidding its practice in any form, declaring that the enforcement of any disability arising out of untouchability shall be an offence punishable in accordance with law. Article 21 protects the right to life and personal liberty, which the Supreme Court has interpreted to include the right to live with dignity, a standard that caste exclusion systematically violates. Article 46 directs the state to promote the educational and economic interests of scheduled castes and scheduled tribes with particular care and to protect them from social injustice and all forms of exploitation. The constitutional promises are backed by two landmark statutes, the Protection of Civil Rights Act, 1955, and the SC Cent, Prevention of Atrocities, Act, 1989. The Protection of Civil Rights Act operationalized Article 17 by criminalizing practices arising out of untouchability, including refusal of access to public places, refusal to sell goods or render services, and enforcement of social disabilities. Offenses under the PCR Act are cognizable and non-compoundable, meaning they cannot be settled privately between parties. Despite being on the books for over 7 decades, conviction rates under the PCR Act remain low due to poor investigation, delayed trials, and social pressure on witnesses and complainants. The SCCENT Prevention of Atrocities Act substantially strengthened the legal framework by treating caste-based humiliation, exclusion, violence, and denial of access to public resources as distinct and serious offenses. The Act established a specific category of atrocity applicable to 22 offense types at the time of enactment. The 2016 amendment added new offenses to the schedule, including preventing scheduled caste persons from using common premises, refusing to sell goods or provide services, disposing of dead bodies, using traditional attire, or entering places of worship. It also strengthened the provisions for exclusive special courts and specified time limits for trial. Section 4 of the SCCENT Act is particularly significant, penalizing public servants, including police officers, who willfully neglect their duty under the Act. This provision creates institutional accountability for the failure to register FIRS or pursue investigation. Despite strong laws, exclusion persists due to several factors, including a caste-based spatial hierarchy in rural India, where land ownership, control over local economic resources, and dominance of informal governance structures remain concentrated in the hands of upper caste communities. This spatial dominance manifests in who controls the common zone, the well, the temple, the cremation ground, the pathway. Dalit settlements are historically and physically pushed to the margins, and the common spaces that formerly belonged to all residents are informally governed by dominant caste norms. Economic dependence as a lever of suppression is another critical factor, with a large proportion of rural scheduled caste households remaining landless or near landless. Dependence on dominant caste landlords for agricultural wage employment, tenancy, or informal credit creates a structural vulnerability that discourages assertion of rights. The fear of economic retaliation, loss of work, eviction, or denial of credit functions as a more immediate deterrent than the fear of formal legal sanction for the perpetrators. Implementation failures and low conviction rates are also significant contributors to the persistence of exclusion. Even where law is strong, enforcement is often weak, with patterns of delayed FIR registration, improper invocation of legal provisions, inadequate investigation, hostile witnesses, and low conviction rates. Limited legal literacy among victims is another challenge, with many unaware of the specific protections available under the SCCENT Act or the PCR Act. They may not know that Section 4 of the SCCENT Act creates an obligation on police to register and investigate, or that special courts have exclusive jurisdiction over these cases. The Supreme Court has repeatedly affirmed that constitutional untouchability is incompatible with any claim of custom, tradition, or social usage. In State of Karnataka v. Appa Balu Ingale, the Supreme Court held that Article 17 was designed to free society from the stigma of untouchability and that any discrimination based on the practice of untouchability has no constitutional or moral legitimacy. In Arumugam Survey v. State of Tamil Nadu, the Supreme Court directly condemned practices such as the tutumbler system, the practice of serving tea to Dalits in separate vessels at tea stalls, calling them unconstitutional and directing the state government to take firm administrative and legal action against such practices at the district level. Genuine reform requires more than just prosecutions. It necessitates redesigning governance structures in ways that reduce the structural dependence of Dalit communities on dominant caste-controlled institutions. At the village level, public facilities, Anganwadi centers, PDS shops, community halls, and Panchayat Bhavans should, where possible, be located in or near Dalit hamlets rather than in dominant caste settlement cores. Gram Sabha social audits should include mandatory review of caste-based access to public facilities, creating a formal, regular accountability mechanism at the community level. Section 4 of the SC Cent Act must be applied seriously, holding officials accountable when they fail to register or investigate atrocity complaints. Constitutional literacy campaigns, drawing on the traditions of B.R. Ambedkar, Jyotirao Phule, and Periyar E.V. Ramasamy, are essential to build both the awareness and the moral vocabulary needed for sustained assertion of rights. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The NCRB data shows that there were 180 cases of denial of access to public spaces to scheduled castes nationally, with 173 cases coming from Uttar Pradesh, which is approximately 96% of the national total. Uttar Pradesh's share of such cases was approximately 68% in 2018, nearly 80% in 2019, and over 98% in 2022. The scheduled caste population, according to the Census 2011, is approximately 16.6% of India's total population, which is about 201 million persons. Article 14 of the Constitution guarantees equality before the law and equal protection of laws to all persons. Article 15, 2, prohibits denial of access to shops, restaurants, wells, tanks, roads, and public resorts on grounds of caste, religion, race, sex, or place of birth. Article 17 abolishes untouchability, and enforcement of any untouchability disability is an offense. Article 21 protects the right to life, including dignity, and Article 46 directs the state to protect scheduled castes and scheduled tribes from social injustice. The Protection of Civil Rights Act, 1955, criminalizes untouchability practices, and offenses under this act are cognizable and non-compoundable. The SC Cent, Prevention of Atrocities, Act, 1989, treats caste exclusion as a specific punishable atrocity and mandates special courts and special public prosecutors. The 2016 amendment to the SC Cent Act expanded the list of offences and strengthened provisions for exclusive special courts. Section 4 of the SC Cent Act penalises public servants who neglect their duties under the Act, including failure to register FIRS. The 73rd Constitutional Amendment, 1992, mandated reservation in Panchayati Raj institutions. Key judicial precedents include State of Karnataka v. Appa Balu Ingale, which held that Article 17 abolishes untouchability without constitutional or moral exception, and Arumugam Survey v. State of Tamil Nadu, which condemned the tutumbler system and directed firm district-level action against caste discrimination in commercial spaces. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant for prelims covering Articles 14, 15, 2, 17, 21, 46, the Protection of Civil Rights Act, 1955, the SC Cent, Prevention of Atrocities, Act, 1989, and the 2016 amendment. For mains, it falls under GS1, covering poverty, exclusion, and social issues, and GS2, covering vulnerable sections, constitutional morality, justice delivery, Panchayati Raj, and center-state relations in social legislation. In the interview, you may be asked about the role of law versus social change in eliminating caste discrimination. In conclusion, the denial of public spaces to scheduled castes is a grave issue that violates the principles of equality before the law and equal protection of laws, as enshrined in the Constitution of India. It is a denial of citizenship itself, affecting approximately 201 million people, or 16.6% of India's population. The persistence of untouchability and caste-based spatial exclusion in rural India requires a multifaceted approach, including strengthening legal frameworks, enhancing governance structures, and promoting constitutional literacy and awareness. Ultimately, addressing this issue is essential for upholding the principles of social democracy and ensuring that all citizens can live with dignity and equality.